Last-minute requests for rooms are making Beijing's hotel managers feel a little better about the Olympics. For much of the summer, bookings had been flat. Part of the reason was China's strict interpretation of rules for granting visas. Anne Donahue has the story.
A week before the Olympic Games, the lobby of Beijing's hotel, called the Prime, was empty except for the hotel staff.
For this period, it's just so-so, yeah.
Leslie Hu is director of sales for the Prime Hotel, located just a block away from the Forbidden City. Now, as the games begin, he's at full occupancy. But all summer, business has been down.
Actually, for the last year, our occupancy is about 80%, and this year about 60%.
A room here costs three times more this summer as it did last year. Hu denies that's the problem. But travel agent Jürgen Kramer of TUI Travel in Beijing says price gouging by hotels and airlines have put a damper on people's desire to come to China. In the fabulously inflated hotel rooms posted a few months ago, thousands of dollars for a room, are coming down fast, at least at some hotels.
I heard that the occupancy is only around 40 to 50%. What I see is that some hotels are full, and some hotels are apparently not full at all. So that it seems to be very different. Some hotels are 90% full, 100% full, and also to the rates that were originally published, very high rates, whereas other hotels, especially newly opened hotels, and there are quite a lot of them in Beijing, they seem to be pretty empty.
But even if you can find an affordable hotel room, airline rates are still double or triple what they are normally in August, and there's no guarantee you'll be able to get a visa. The authorities have ratcheted up the visa regulations.
What is new now is that you have to have the flight tickets for the flight to China and that you need the hotel list, which must be signed and stamped.
Outside one of Beijing's tourist meccas, the Silk Market, most tourists who planned their trips months in advance had no trouble getting visas. But for people who live here, renewing visas has been a nightmare. Australian Sophie Barrow is hoping her roommate can return to China.
Well, at the moment, one of my flatmates is stuck in Mongolia because he's had some trouble getting his visa to come back to work for the French government for the Olympics. So he's been in Mongolia for a couple of extra days and has just had to wait for an answer. And hopefully he can get back in and come and work, but if not, then he'll just have to fly straight back to France.
Even longtime business travelers to China are having a hard time with visas. Jörg Wuttke is president of the European Union Chamber of Commerce in China. He says the message from the authorities is that business takes a back seat to Olympic security.
The Olympics were the concern of the security apparatus, and they subsequently decided the more foreigners, the more trouble. It was so strange because, I mean, business people, especially people that have a track record here and have been coming in for ages, many of them 20 to 30 times a year even, especially via Hong Kong, couldn't get in.
Wuttke says the timing couldn't be worse. With increased concern over the safety of products made in China, summer is when most inspections take place.
Europe is, since about a year, the largest recipient and market for China, more bigger than the U.S. And June, July, August is the period of time when basically the containers go on the ships in order to end up in Europe for the Christmas season. So they need the quality assurance managers coming in from Europe to verify if the goods are okay to be shipped. And if that's not the case, they can't ship it.
He says this will hurt Chinese exporters as well as European consumers. But in a $3 trillion economy, the Chinese authorities traded European business for much of the summer to satisfy security concerns. For The World, I'm Ann Donahue in Beijing.